Our theme tonight is Divide and Conquer Meltdown. I keep bringing this up because it is so, so important to me that we help protect our subscribers from this trap. I keep watching people being drawn down in the vortex who I thought would never, ever fall prey to this. I delinked links this week on the blog to Red Ice Radio. They're having what I would describe as a multicultural culturalism breakdown or sort of meltdown. You're seeing the kind of social engineering going on in Europe and Sweden, and it's very disturbing. But they've sort of gotten into the subject of white genocide, which I think is a very incomplete map. If you look at what's going on with genocide, everybody's being targeted. It's not just this group or that group. It's happening to everybody. And if you listen to any particular group talk about what's being done to them, that's horrible and fair, which you realize is, hey, you know, it's happening to the other 20. And I think to a certain extent, they're lashing out at the wrong people and spiraling into emotionalism. So there's too much disinformation getting in. And I think that, you know, falling for that is a trap, and it's a trap that can eat up a lot of time, and unfortunately eat up a lot of time of the people who associate with them. And it's too bad because they've done an enormous amount of good work. And my attitude is it's a free world. You're free to say whatever you want. But the reality is if you're, you know, we're very interested in nurturing the best and the brightest of Western civilization, whatever it is, it's not spiraling down into that kind of emotionalism. We also had a subscriber. We had quite a back and forth on the Zach Taylor Border Wars interview. If you want to check it out, a subscriber said he was a homophobe, and both Zach and I responded. And I'm afraid sometimes when you hear a person like Zach Taylor warn you very courageously about real danger, it's very easy to, rather than face that danger and deal with it, attack the messenger for being something other than perfect. And the reality is I've lived through that process where I have to be more and more perfect, and I have to be more and more perfect, and I have to be more and more perfect. And finally you realize, wait a minute, can we deal with the issues that I'm trying to warn you about and I'm risking my life to protect you from? It's very frustrating if you're in the Zach Taylor role. So it reminded me again that the divide and conquer issues are designed to do just that, to make it easy and attractive to pick each other over on our imperfections or things that we just literally make up, so that we don't have to organize to find the bigger problems. And of course, at the heart of the Solari model and Solari investment strategy is trying to find ways of aligning with people where you can agree with them and get something done and not drown into emotionalism. There's a more divide conquerors also going around Ferguson, Missouri. I got several questions on that. And I posted one of my emails that I wrote to a subscriber, and it's posted in the subscriber comment area. So check it out if you're interested. Lots of divide and conquer stuff going on there.